Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
Welcome to the world of boating. Craig, your first mate. That is me along with Captain Patrick and Barry, our South Florida super fan, rounding out the world of boating crew today for the first broadcast of 2018. Hopefully you are spending it, well. You obviously are because you're with us.
And it's all downhill from here, folks.
Okay. Yeah. So set the bar low, which is where you are now.
I set it high, actually.
No, that it would be setting it low if they're with
this
us.
This is as good as it's going to get all year.
Well, right.
Right here.
But I'm saying, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So putting a positive spin on it.
I just did.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe you did.
I just did.
He's the yin to my yang or something.
I am not the yin to any of your yang.
Hello.
I guarantee.
Hey, now, wait a minute. We take a very bad turn. We are on the first show of 2018. Barry, can you help us out or no? Or you have no comment?
Nope. Yeah. And no comments.
He knows when to be quiet.
Smartest guy in the room right there.
Well, he's not in the room. He's connected via the web. He's in South Florida, where it's slightly warmer than us in Orlando today.
Oh, yeah.
But just slightly. Yeah. What is the temp you have down there, by the way, Barry?
About 65, 66.
Yeah, you suck.
That is great boating weather right there.
It is.
Well, the temperature is good, but the winds are blowing. I'm looking at the beach cams right now, and there are some amazing white caps out there on the ocean.
I thought you were going to say some amazing bikinis or something like that. I was really hoping for something better from you.
Sorry.
But, and they're catching, they're flapping in the wind. Dad, what in Canada? What did you say?
I'm saying the only bikinis you're going to find are the women from Canada right now.
Ah, okay. Well,
for them, this is warm weather.
True. They're in for a polar plunge. Yeah, I mean, the weather for the first week of 2018 has just been ridiculous.
Ridiculously great.
You like this? Are you kidding me?
I wait all year for this weather. All year.
I'll tell you what. I spent the holiday up in Cincinnati for a week.
Because you are stupid.
Well, I had no choice, and it was family, and so you do what you need to do. And I had a good time with them.
You could have faked another heart attack.
You know what? I didn't have to fake it after a couple days of no temperature. The temperature did not exist in Cincinnati last week. And I was like, what is going on? This blows. And, you know, by the time the week was over, I was ready to obviously come home, celebrate the UCF win, a University of Central Florida
national champions.
How about that? And I get home and I go outside and I was like, my gosh, it's just as cold almost as it was up there. Come on, let me thaw out.
Wait. There was, according to you, no temperature in Cincinnati, and it is 60 degrees here, and you are crying like a schoolgirl.
Well, after a week, you need more like 60s and 70s
to thaw out.
It was not when I came back. It was like we were in the 40s and stuff. I'm like, what is, and then at night, it's even lower.
No, I mean, he brought the cold with him. It just followed him here.
It did. I just sucked it down from up north and brought it down to Orlando.
Meanwhile, the guy's got like 60 wetsuits hanging in the studio that he could easily slip into.
And a space heater right next to me right here. You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am trying to stay warm and think warm thoughts. And for once, I actually want to be Barry. Usually, he always wants to be me.
No.
Oh, No.
You do. When I travel and go all the...
Oh, when you travel? Yeah, of course. When you were telling us about Curacao over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No, he didn't want to be you. He just wanted to be where you were.
Right.
There's a difference.
No, there's no difference. It's one and the same.
You have a monkey heart. Barry doesn't need one.
That's right.
But if he had one, you know, he has no excuse for throwing his poo at people. He just does it out of pure whimsy.
Whimsy. I like that.
Anyway.
Hey, Greg, the 1930s just called. They want their term back.
Okay. I guess we should navigate towards the latest boating news and information, being that's what we're supposed to do here at the World of Boating.
Yes, it is.
So, Patrick, what do we have? You know, for the first, you know, stories of 2018 ought to be just like blockbusters. You hear what I'm saying?
You're setting the bar high. But since we have Barry on the phone, this first story actually involves the area where Barry lives and boats, and it is a reminder for boaters out there. It is that time of the year. It's the beginning of the year. It should be a part of your New Year's resolution, whether you're up in a cold weather state and your boat is currently in winter storage, or you're down here in lovely Florida and you can still boat.
Anything north of Georgia, I believe your boat is technically preserved.
In ice.
Exactly.
Frozen.
Yeah.
This is the perfect time of the year to go ahead and update your charts or your navionics, your C-chip cards and your displays, any of that stuff that you need to do. Don't rely on outdated charts, outdated electronics. I mean, all that stuff is so easy to update now, you know, from the internet. Even if you're on an inland lake, it's important to do it. And down in South Florida, it is extremely important because post-Irma, the bottoms have changed.
Hmm.
And the article actually said maybe. There's no maybe about it. You don't have a storm like that come through and the bottoms stay the same.
You're talking about lakes as well as ocean stuff. Huh?
I mean, there's bad stuff happens on lakes as well. I mean, you have lakes have shallow areas. Lakes, there's boats that may sink or debris that gets washed in and it gets marked, and you know you're hustling across the lake at 11 p.m. or 2 a.m. coming back from one of those raft up parties, and you know you're relying on old outdated data and you hit something.
Yeah, which would be bad.
It'd be very bad.
Mm-hmm. So how common is that?
Because it's very common.
Really. Because I'd be in that category. I'd be like, well, look, I go to the same place. I boat there all the time. And, you know, a lake is a lake is a lake.
Incorrect.
No, incorrect. On the intracoastal down here, there's a lot of shoaling that happens where you get close to the inlets. And they're constantly having to update. They don't dredge.
Yeah.
So they're constantly updating the depth. Floating markers out there. They're just on anchors and they float because they're constantly having to move them around.
Interesting. Well, obviously, Barry has already updated his charts and his nav stuff's on his boat. Correct, Barry?
Oh, yeah. I always keep it updated. That's easy to do. You get it right off the internet and download it.
Yeah. And doesn't it cost money, though?
A lot. Sometimes. It depends on what system you're using.
Yep. I mean, so some it'll be a free update. And others, you may have to pay a little bit. It used to be back in the day, you'd have to send in your map cards. And they'd send them back now. I mean, you have a card reader, what have you, or you just do it direct to the device. Everything is just, it's so easy to do. But I cannot stress enough, even on inland lakes, and by that, you'll know the lake that you're on. If it's a fair-sized lake, you know, Lake Lanier, something like that, Lake Okeechobee, you really should be carrying paper charts on top of that. And you should have at least some basic knowledge of how to read a chart, how to plot a simple course, do a time, speed, distance calculation, calculate set and drift. Because if you lose your electronics, you're going to be in trouble, especially if it's at night. And if you've got outdated paper charts, you could wind up in a really, really bad situation. So if you're updating your electronic chart, go ahead and pick up a new paper chart as well and just keep it on board.
And then maybe
you could download chart books from the NOAA website and print them out on 8.5 by 11 sheets and make a book out of it.
Okay. Well, then you should probably just practice using them a little bit to keep it fresh, right?
Yeah. Well, this is also the time of year when if you wanted to learn more about navigation, you can either take a Power Squadron course or a U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary course.
You know, Greg, I've said it often enough. There hasn't been a time when I've gone out on the water and I haven't taken the opportunity to either brush up some skills, learn a new skill, whether it's in regard to maybe I'm out with a new vessel, something that's new to the market, or on an older boat, or something happens that just, that's how you increase your knowledge base. If I'm out on the water and I haven't learned something, it's been a wasted trip.
Mm-hmm. So a good boater is always learning.
Absolutely. Wouldn't you say the same thing for scuba diving?
Yeah, and pilots.
Well, piloting is, God, I would hope so.
Yeah. But no, that's a universal thought to improve your skills.
Well,
it just makes you better.
It's a universal thought, but it's not widely practiced. And that's the thing. Most people take it for granted. They hop in the boat, turn the key, put it in gear, go out, do whatever they're doing, come back, and that's it.
And the first of the year is a perfect time to kind of reset and kind of put that through the paces of your head, your mind. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I wasn't.
Well, you have no choice at this point. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with The World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Guys, we have a situation. I broke the bathroom.
How the heck did you manage to do that?
We ran out of teepee, so I had to use my shirt.
Ew.
Well, long story short, turns out that pipes on the boat are not PVT compatible.
It can handle tidal waves that the stories talk about. And it can weather any storm. Come aboard, we're going out.
This is The World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Barry, our South Florida super fan. I don't know if he likes that title, actually, but I don't know. Barry, should I care and ask if you prefer something else?
No, just Barry. I don't have to
just
be a
Barry.
Super fan.
Yeah, he wants to be just Barry?
Listen, back
just
in the,
Barry.
He's Captain Barry, but he's also Barry, our South Florida super fan.
No, he's not. Because
only the captain when I'm on my boat.
Well, okay. So he prefers super fan.
No, he doesn't. Because the fact of the matter is, many, 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 many years ago, when Barry would actually call in, he was a super fan. He is now part of the World of Boating broadcast family. So he would be considered to be on
a
air
brother.
On air talent.
Sibling?
On air talent. So I think you should just refer to him as Captain Barry of the Surprise.
Nephew? No, he's too old for that. Yeah. Okay. So you prefer
adopted
South
Romanian child.
So South Florida fan.
I am adopted.
Okay. South Florida super fan sounds like what it is then to me. But regardless, we'll call him Barry too.
Well, that's a good thing it's his name.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I never forget that. I just add that extra title, you know, for just so people know that he's just one of them kind of people. He's a good guy.
Just so that people know
he's a good
that,
voter.
To quote you, that you are like the most intelligent person
well,
in the broadcast
I'm the
studio.
One, well, it's my role as a crew member on the World of Boating to give everybody the proper radio moniker.
So that is not your role.
So it's Captain Patrick is what stuck, and that was the only thing I could say about him that we could say legally on the air. And
because I'm actually a licensed captain, so go figure.
Yeah, but there were other words I had to describe you that you know didn't make
and
the
you
cut.
Still do.
According to the FCC.
Some of them I suggested, actually.
But I could just call him Barry the Boater. And
that sounds pretty interesting.
You like that? You like that
Barry
better than
Barry the Boater.
Barry the Boater. Okay, Barry the Boater. From here on out, I dub thee Barry the Boater.
I hear a song somewhere in the future.
Barry the Boater.
Oh, no. You had to start
he
him,
He just
you?
Came from the bathroom and left a floater. No, wait, that's...
You had to start him.
At best, to get it out of a system now, Barry, then we drag this out all year.
Okay. So moving on.
Uh-huh.
What do we have?
Home equity loans.
What?
I was going to go in a completely different direction, but hey, Barry, go ahead. Welcome to Mortgage Talk with Barry the Boater.
Barry the Boater.
Barry the Boater.
And part-time accountant.
Home equity loans will no longer be deductible. People used to use them to buy boats.
Yep.
Okay.
But you won't be able to deduct the interest on your tax return. So it doesn't matter whether you use it to buy a boat or buy a car or anything else, they no longer count.
Remember, we were talking about this about a month or so ago with the proposed legislation, and now we will see what kind of an impact this has on the recreational industry.
Expenditures and stuff. Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, you know, they were talking about leaving it in, throwing it out, you know, back and forth to the last minute. So we really haven't had a chance to review it until now, the new year.
Mm-hmm. But now we know.
Okay, so, yeah. Patrick, you're going to take us to a good direction now.
Yeah, because that one can, as you and I both know, Barry, that one could be quite disastrous.
Yep.
Could be, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, as we said previously, we've been down this road before. Mm-hmm. We've seen how this plays out.
Yeah.
You know, wash, rinse, repeat is not a strategy, and that's what we're doing.
And what did I say? I said we'll have to wait and see what happens a few months down the road, and if the economy takes off the way they hope it will, you know, that'll be a moot point.
We just don't have time to go into this, right, Barry?
We already did. We already covered that.
How to just totally destroy.
That is news from 2017, and we have moved on.
Yeah,
count to five and breathe. You'll get through it.
I know. It's steam is coming out of my ears right now.
Yeah.
It's one of those. If Bill was here, Bill would just probably he'd be gripping the studio table so tight. Anyway, I have seven trends to watch out for in the boating industry in 2018.
Okay,
and this is probably the most ridiculous list that again we're going to get all these out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
The first show of the year. So, you know, again, setting the bar high, if you will.
It sounds low.
It's all
downhill.
The way
you're setting it up.
According to this article, boats with tracking devices will be a trend to look out for in 2018. Got news for you. It's not a trend to look out for in 2018. They've been on the market for about the past 10, 12 years. But specifically,
is this like a low jack, so someone steals the boat?
Yeah, what are we
talking
about?
They were actually referring to like AIS systems, you know, built into VHF units and things like that. But the fact of the matter is, you know, newer boats with the electronics packages, chart plotters, things like that, VHFs, they're all kind of set up that way anyway. And if you're out there and if you're transiting a large body of water, or even as we said, if you're on a lake even, you know what? Those personal locating beacons are so inexpensive now. Just pick one up and put it on your boat. You know, just have it on board, because fact of the matter is, if you have an emergency, something happens, they're going to find you. So I don't really see that as a trend. It's something that's been ongoing.
So it's just more like technology is just continuing in that direction.
Well, I don't know how much, how, unless you're getting a chip implanted, you know, under your skin, which they did.
Your cell phone has that already too. So if you're going with
cell phone, but you can't rely on cell phone coverage.
Well, I'm not saying rely on it, but more people are, they are. They shouldn't, but they probably are. Especially
The AIS system is used so that one ship sees the other ship, sort of like what aircraft use now, don't they?
Yes. But again, you have to be set up with that. And then, you know, are you, I mean, if you're in your boat, the Surprise, and I know you wouldn't be so foolish as to, you know, cross a shipping channel, right? Mm-hmm. you know, chances are that ship, that freighter isn't going to see you, and you're not going to have electronics on board to see them. I mean, look what happened over in the Pacific with the U.S. Naval fleet with, you know, a couple of those very serious, deadly collisions where these craft were set up. I mean, state-of-the-art electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And fact of the matter is, bad stuff happens, you know, when you're out on the water. The potential is always there. You know, just because we look at boating as a recreational activity, leisure, fun, doesn't mean we can't get hurt or worse. So, you know, AIS systems, the ability to track, you know, I think increasing your knowledge of the body of water that you're boating in and around is paramount versus over any electronics.
Okay. And that should be a trend, whether it's on the list or not. We'll find out what else is on that list next, right here on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
This is The World of Boating. Gregor, first mate, Captain Patrick, and Barry the Boater from South Florida. He's with us as well today. It does kind of sound all right, then better, I think. I kind of like it. It has a ring to it. No? That was where you're supposed to.
I agree.
You're supposed to hit the bell there, Patrick.
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go. Okay, anyway, we have a list of things that you can do to...
Nope.
What?
Wrong.
You can't do. It's just a list that somebody made up and wrote. And you're saying is lame?
Yes.
Okay, I got two wrongs and a right. I'll take it.
A list, seven trends to watch for in 2018, a list that I find to be quite ridiculous. Just because, let's talk about item number two, digital handling, which really we're talking about electronic vessel control. So... the move towards, you know, non-moving cables for throttle and shift, everything going fly-by-wire, so to speak, which is great, but until you have a problem. Now, I can speak from experience, and in a boat like what Barry has, if he was to suffer a throttle or a shift cable failure while out on the water, he could get himself home just by manipulating... removing the engine cowling on his boat and manipulating the armature there, could shift it forward or reverse, could set something up with the throttle to where he could get it back. When we're talking about EVC systems, if you have an issue with the EVC control, the shifter control, or in the ECM back on the engine, you're pretty well stuck out on the water. So make sure that you've got Sea Tow or Towboat US or something like that, just in case. Again, systems are great, but... always prepare for the unexpected. Having said that, the move towards boats with touchscreen displays, something very, very, very important to know about these display units. A lot of the manufacturers of these display units, their warranty starts the day that the manufacturer, the boat manufacturer, receives that unit into their stock. Their warranty doesn't start the day the boat gets sold.
Which means the warranty
could
be out.
That's an important fact to remember.
By the time
we're going to hit this when we come back.
All right, let's hit it. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
You guys, where's Haley?
She is on a boat in the marina, putting you in her rear view mirror. Boats have those, don't they?
Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Barry the Boater, with a list of things that Barry and, well, I don't know if Barry does, but Patrick doesn't really think is legit. You just think it's silly.
No, I thought because a lot of these things have already been out for years, 5 years, 10 years already. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't consider them to be a trend. When we're talking about these heads up or touchscreen displays,
yeah.
As we're talking right before the break, the manufacturers of these units is something as you as the consumer, if you're looking at buying a new boat, understand what the warranty is on these particular systems. If you're buying a pre-owned boat, understand what the warranty is on these systems. Most boat manufacturers will utilize a just-in-time stock system, so they're not holding on to $10,000-$20,000 worth of electronics, because that's money that they could be spending elsewhere. So they're getting these things in. They're not spending a lot of time in their stock rooms before they're put into boats. The boat production goes fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. Now, if the boat's getting sent, let's say, up to the Northeast or, let's say, Canada, that boat may be sitting for 6-7 months. It could possibly be a year, maybe, before that boat's sold. If the manufacturer of that display unit, if their warranty's 3 years, there's already a year gone on that warranty, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And to a lot of people, it doesn't. These systems are not inexpensive to replace. These systems are $1,500, $2,500. So if you're negotiating on a sale of a new boat that has one of these touchscreen displays, my advice, and dealers would hate me, Rusty would be killing me right now.
That's why he's not here.
But I would be negotiating from a point of knowledge that, listen, what is the warranty on this touchscreen display? If I have an issue, how long am I covered for? And if you're not happy with that coverage, I would use it as a point of negotiation for the sale of that boat to get some extended coverage in writing, nothing with a handshake. In writing, nothing signed by the salesperson. You want the owner of the dealership signing anything like that, because too often in the industry, well, the salesman signed it. Well, he doesn't work here anymore. He didn't have authorization, and we're not covering it. Mm-hmm. So the electronics packages are fantastic things. They make boating so much easier, more fun, interactive, until it stops working.
So that's a good trend. The bad trend part of it, from your perspective, is the fact that they start these warranties from creation as opposed to when you buy the boat.
From my end, is I always look at it from a service standpoint, because that's what I've been doing for 28 of my coming up on 32 years in the industry. So as the technology in boats has evolved, as the technology has gotten better, there's a downside to that. And the downside is what's covered, how long is it covered for? And every vendor of these electronics may have a different warranty. Your stereo may be different from your display, from your, and when I'm talking about displays, I'm talking everything from Garmin to Raymarine to, Murphy systems, whatever it is. Understand what it is, understand your coverage, so that if you have a problem, if you get hit with a $2,500 repair bill, that the system is kaput, like your computer, it won't take any updates. You've got the blue screen of death, nothing we can do. You got to buy a new one. That's pretty upsetting when you're still making payments on that, $120,000 boat.
Mm-hmm. No, I'll tell you now, it's interesting you're throwing this out here, because this actually is a problem we deal with in aviation quite a bit right now, because obviously the avionics and an airplane are not that much different than a fancy boat with all the navigation and the charts and all that kind of stuff. There's some similarities. Garmin and all that kind of stuff is in there. However, one of the trends we're seeing, and it, you know, the FAA won't allow this yet, but like there's this company called ForeFlight that is basically an iPad app that more and more aviators are using, and obviously they can use that as a like a backup system that's on their iPad, but it's actually getting more and more advanced to do better work than the in console type stuff. I wonder if that could happen for the boating industry.
It could. I mean, the probably
no one's doing that yet, though, are they?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, one of the big differences, of course, if I have a failure in my boat, I'm not plummeting screaming to my death.
No, but well, there's another issue.
Yeah, what's that?
Where the boat electronics, the biggest thing that they have to deal with is corrosion. And no matter how much they try to make this equipment watertight, the salt water air has a way of getting into these pieces of equipment, and it just destroys them. You can't even repair them. Whereas aircraft equipment can be repaired. You don't have that same issue.
Well, no, but here's the thing. You have it on an iPad, so you're taking it in and out of the boat when you use it.
Yeah, but the iPad's not going to be able to drive your boat. It's not going to be able to turn the engines or anything like that, or you know, steer for you.
Oh, yes, it can.
Oh, they can't for the iPad.
But Barry, the stuff that's out
there's an app for that.
And that's a little bit further down on my list, actually.
Okay, but yeah, it is.
I think when we get to that point, we have truly jumped the proverbial shark. When it comes to recreational activities, because I want to drive the boat. If I was a pilot, I want to fly the plane. Why do I want to spend all this money on getting trained and buying this fabulous, you know, recreational item just to have a computer drive it for me? I want to do it. That's the whole joy about it. There was an article came out a couple months ago about self-balancing motorcycles. And it's like, look, if you can't maintain your balance on a motorcycle, you probably really shouldn't be on one. You know, I mean, the technology is great. Maybe that's but I think it dumbs us down on a consumer level.
Well, it can, but it depends on how you use it. If in the sense of like ForeFlight in an airplane, it's all about having more tools at your disposal to create situational awareness.
How did we ever survive? Charles Lindbergh flew basically blind across the Atlantic. I mean, how did we ever manage up until this point? I mean,
you shouldn't rely on technology. The Navy has started requiring their navigators to learn celestial navigation again in case there's equipment failure. It's something that they dropped years ago, but they realized we need to know this just in case.
Well, if there's an electronic pulse, you know, sent over by North Korea or something.
No, it's not even if you get an electromagnetic pulse or something like that. It's if systems fail. And not only that, we've had instances from whether it was 5 years ago when that Navy ship ran aground, you know, on the reef in the Philippines. What they're requiring now is that in addition to the electronics package that the Navy is running, that they're going out and actually doing celestial nav and backing that up to make sure that we are where we're supposed to be and where the electronics is saying we are. That this is actually correct.
Yeah.
And you can't dispute celestial nav. I wish it's one of those things. It's on my list of things to get certified in, if you will, to take the class and actually
have. So that's
have
your
that.
New Year's resolution. Captain Patrick is going to cruise by the stars.
It's been on my list, but it is, my understanding is, it's not an easy thing to learn, but once you've got it and you practice it. And that's the thing. Unless you're out transiting, you know, all the time, it's not something that you would use in everyday life. So, you know, keep those skills up and fresh is one thing. But
You just pull up the app and use it. And as your backup, you have another phone with the app on it. You can do that. But I agree with you that it can make you lazy. And you should have those skills to back up the electronics because they're not fail safe. You know, it could happen, and then you're going to be, you know, up a creek without a paddle, that kind of thing. And, yeah, I mean, but you can use the technology to your advantage and do a lot cooler things quicker and probably do it safer as well. So there's two sides of it.
As long as you don't rely on it all the time. What's up next?
Self-sailing boats.
What?
So technology is being created, MIT and Advanced Metropolitan Solutions, and another one called Sail Drone that's being worked on by Google, by the Google.
Yeah, who else?
But again, this, we've seen this, the trend in sailing, where sails that will deploy and retrieve automatically. Mm-hmm. You just set in your waypoints. And away you go.
I love that.
No.
That's me.
No.
I have a cigar in one hand, a beer in the other. Tell my sailboat, hey, pal, sail me across the Caribbean.
You're going to kill us all.
I love it.
He'll
love
kill us all.
You're just talking to the app. It does everything for you. Wow.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Here in New York City, the big boat show is going on, and if you are a boat lover, you better have a lot of cash.
While we try to stay afloat, if you would, Lord, send a boat.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Barry the Boater, rounding out the crew today so we navigate the latest boating news and information and then just make up a bunch of stuff that sounds good. All right, so look, I don't see a downside of this technology issue you brought up, Patrick.
Because you haven't been listening.
No, I have. I mean, but if the boat can be run by an app on your phone,
then why buy a boat? Then why even bother?
Because I want to cruise around on the ocean. I want to have a beer in one hand, a cigar in the other.
Then I want to know exactly. Then I want
stars.
An AIS system. You better have it because I want to know exactly where you're at so I can avoid
well,
you at all costs.
That's what the app does.
Well, there's one good thing that could happen. If you wanted to do a single-handed sail, let's say from Florida out into the Caribbean somewhere, you know, there's going to be a time when you're going to need some sleep. That's how you could set it up.
Well, okay. So you could sleep. Well, as I just said, I would drink and smoke and pass out and my boat would still get me there regardless.
But the problem is that these systems don't see debris in the water. They don't see...
Yet!
They don't see debris in the water.
Download the debris app.
They don't see other vessels, even with AIS. We already discussed the U.S. Navy and the issues that they've had.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't see rogue waves. They don't see increased winds. Mm. So unless you know how to set your course and calculate for set and drift, you're going to wind up in Cuba or you're going to wind up in Greenland.
Well, sounds like a fun place to visit. Or not. Maybe not. Okay, I see your point.
So let's go to the next one. Maybe you're not going to convince them.
Well, this year's technology isn't going to get there. Maybe next year's.
No, and electronics are great. But as I said, even with joystick controls, whether it's pod drives or joystick controls with outboards, makes docking fun and easy, okay, until it fails. And if you don't know how to maneuver your new $1.5 million yacht just using the shifters, you're going to be in a world of trouble. So when I deliver, I've gone out and I've stressed to the new owners that the best thing they can do is find an open body of water on a nice calm day and practice maneuvering that boat using just the shifters. Mm-hmm. Learn how the boat responds, you know, how much thrust you need to give it, things of that nature. Because I've been on these vessels where I've had joysticks fail. Hmm. And frankly, after 32 years in the business, every ounce of skill and a lot of luck to get the vessel in without damaging other vessels and or the boat that I'm on.
Hmm. Good point. Yeah, all those years of high score on Donkey Kong, I really thought were going to apply to my boating activities. But I guess maybe you have a point, Patrick.
Of course I have a point, but it's one that you continue to ignore.
I'm not ignoring it.
Yes,
I'm just coming up with other reasons why I can't.
You know, I don't see any joy in piloting your boat from an iPad or getting on board.
See, that's the thing. I understand what you're saying. You know, there's that frame of mind from a boater that you're doing it for the activity, and the work is the payoff. And then there's the other side of boating where you're the passenger and you're just enjoying the environment.
Listen,
and the cocktails that might be served.
Here's my advice. Yeah. If you've got a boat such that you can go ahead and pilot remotely, let's say, again, it's not going to see those hazards, potential hazards that I've talked about. So if you're going to go out and your intention is, you know what, I want to go to the Bahamas or whatever, and I want to go out with some friends and I want to do some drinking and stuff, go and hire yourself a captain to run the boat for you.
How about a robot captain? Not this year, but next year. It's coming. That is the future, my friend. And then, you know, he or she will outperform you, unfortunately. That's the truth.
You can't outperform me.
You can't fight the future, Patrick.
No, I can. I watch the X-Files. I can fight the future.
Well, I'm just saying it's coming whether you like it or not.
Greg, it's not that it's coming. It's a matter of, is there a place in the industry? Again, if we are dumbing ourselves down in an effort to make it fun and enjoyable, we do ourselves a disservice. Because eventually, that electronics package, you're going to have a failure. I can't tell you how many times I've had people call up. They don't even know where the fuses are located in their boat. Mm. You took delivery of a $500,000 yacht. All you're interested in is turning the key, putting it in gear, and getting it out on the water. And you're not taking any time to learn how that boat operates, how the systems operate, where all these items are located. So if you do have an issue out on the water, it's easily fixed. I can't tell you how many people, they're just not interested. They just, yeah, here's my money, give me my keys, and I want to go have fun out on the water. And that's okay.
Well, yeah, it is okay.
Until it fails.
And so you just have to have a backup plan.
And then when you take it to the dealer, and the dealer's charging you $150 an hour to replace a fuse, you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah, maybe.
So whether it's a new boat, whether it's a pre-owned boat, take the time. Spend a day, learn where everything's located, how easy it is to get to it, fix it. You know, it's not rocket science. It's a boat. It was put together by people, by human hands. And whatever can be put together by human hands can be taken apart by human hands.
Well, yeah, well, remember, the robots are going to be doing everything in a few years. So
robots will not build boats.
What are you talking about? Of course they will.
No, they will not.
They will. There are going to be robot boat builders. They're already robot boat builders.
It's been tried. Irwin Jacobs, Vec Technology, didn't work.
Hey, look, I've seen the Terminator movies. So I know what's coming. And they build boats before they destroy our civilization.
You know, I can fight the future, but I'm tired of fighting you.
Okay.
Just breathe, Patrick. Just breathe.
Yes. Yeah, these humans.
You have a whole nother
all
week
these
to calm
humans,
down.
They have feelings and things that are so unnecessary. And on that disturbing note, we'll leave it to kick off the new year, well, somewhat awkwardly. But whether it's sail or motor, remember,
life is better as a robot
as a boater.
Yeah. Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.